Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real numbers and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Legends Corp, ticker LGN, a player in the engineering and construction space that's been making waves since its IPO. Legends specializes in mission-critical building systems with heavy exposure to data centers, semiconductor facilities, and life sciences projects. The company has shown impressive top-line growth over the past few years, riding the wave of technology infrastructure demand while integrating acquisitions like the Bowers Group. Founded back in 1914 and headquartered in San Jose, Legends employs about 6,300 people and operates across engineering, installation, and maintenance services. CEO Jeffrey Sproul has steered the business toward high-growth verticals like precision manufacturing and healthcare facilities, positioning it as a key enabler for the data center boom. The stock trades in the industrial sector with an enterprise value hovering near $10 billion. Breaking down the revenue picture, Legends pulled in roughly $2.55 billion in fiscal 2025, up from about $2.1 billion the prior year. Installation and maintenance services accounted for the lion's share at around $1.82 billion, while engineering and consulting contributed the remaining $726 million. That split highlights how the company leans into hands-on project execution, where margins can expand with scale. On the earnings front, adjusted EBITDA climbed nicely in the first quarter of 2026 thanks to data center momentum and acquisition contributions, though GAAP net income remained under pressure with a loss of about $60 million for the full 2025 year. EPS came in at negative around $1 last year after a modest profit in 2024, reflecting integration costs and higher interest expenses amid expansion. Management commentary from the recent earnings call emphasized robust demand in technology and life sciences verticals, with the Bowers acquisition already adding meaningful revenue. Executives highlighted operational discipline, ongoing efficiency initiatives, and a pipeline that supports continued double-digit growth, while noting selective M&A as a potential accelerator. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets reached $2.68 billion by the end of 2025, with cash reserves at $230 million. Operating cash flow stayed strong at $257 million, generating solid free cash flow even after capital expenditures. Debt levels have risen with growth initiatives, pushing the debt-to-equity ratio above 2x, yet the company maintains a current ratio near 1.3 and continues to fund expansion without immediate liquidity concerns. For valuation, we're using an EV/EBITDA approach as the primary model, given the company's cyclical industrial profile and leverage, with forward PE serving in a supporting role. Model confidence sits at medium after factoring in thin history and sector characteristics. The model places fair value somewhere in the low 30s, while the stock currently trades around $80. Key drivers include conservative terminal multiples around 12x EV/EBITDA, to reflect high leverage and cyclical margins, forward PE targets near 20x adjusted for the industry's fade path, and free cash flow conversion assumptions that taper from 80% down to 60% as the business scales. Strengths include strong free cash flow generation and exposure to secular data center tailwinds. Weaknesses center on inconsistent profitability and elevated debt. Opportunities lie in further technology sector penetration and tuck-in acquisitions. Threats include potential cyclical slowdowns in construction spending and integration risks from recent deals. Over the past year, the shares have delivered gains near 150% despite some recent pullbacks, outpacing the broader industrials sector. Short-term momentum has softened with a 6% decline over the last week, but the longer-term chart still shows a clear uptrend tied to earnings beats and sector rotation into infrastructure names. My take is that Legends offers compelling exposure to the data center build-out, yet the valuation looks stretched relative to the model's ballpark fair value in the low 30s. The gap suggests the market is pricing in aggressive growth that may not fully materialize if margins stay thin or debt costs rise. I'd keep an eye on execution through the next few quarters, and remember that small shifts in growth or multiple assumptions can move that target range quite a bit. For aggressive growth investors, this could still work, but conservative portfolios might want to wait for a pullback closer to our rough estimate zone. Wrapping up, Legends is a high-growth industrial story with real cash flow power, but a valuation that demands scrutiny. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and as always, do your own research before making any moves. Catch you in the next one.